Federal Chief Information Officer Stephen Van Roekel says the Fellows Program is designed to get people interested in working for the government. The White House is basing it on the Presidential Management Fellows Program.
Very early in the job last fall, I went to one of these PMF sessions and I asked around the room, you know, how many of you come with a legal degree? And nearly half of the room raised their hand. And then I said, how many of you come with a political science or policy-based degree? And the other half of the room raised their hand. And I said, how many of you are, you know, come with some sort of technical background? And no one raised their hand. And I had to work my way down to, you know, how often you post on Facebook. And I got some of that there. And so we saw a definite need to launch an initiative to encourage young people to come work in the federal government.
So the administration launched the Technology Fellows Program last October. Van Roekel spoke Friday at a government technology forum in Fairfax, Virginia. He says that in just 10 days, 5,000 people had applied in combination with the PMF.
We're working right now to work through the list of those applicants. Once we work through that list this spring, which is very soon, we're going to be able to hire from that pool. And what's great is it's a fast-track hire, because once they've cleared the hurdles of the selection process, you can just point at the pool and hire them. I was then, you know, wanting to make sure that we're starting to place these people in government and get commitments from all the CIOs around government, hoping I could get at least one per CIO to hire. And much to my delight, almost every CIO in government has committed to hiring many more than one.
Finding the best technology pros is crucial in today's federal government. IT is at the heart of almost everything federal employees do, from email to telework. And while the Fellows Program is one way to recruit those professionals, Van Roekel says it doesn't solve the problem of knowledge transfer.
The president mentioned in the last State of the Union the necessity for job training and the necessity for us to work on work with the private sector on kind of creating a virtuous cycle there. And to that end, we're piloting right now a program called Entrepreneurs in Residence that allows, in an unconflicted way, private sector people to come work in government. And the two-way part of that is we also want to take government employees and move them into the private sector for short periods of time, 6 to 12 to 18 months, to do rotations, to learn new skills, to build new capabilities that I think we need to do. And so we're running this pilot. We ran a pilot in the last 6 months at the FDA to much success. And now we're scaling that more broadly in government. So you're going to hear a lot more about that coming up.
While Van Roekel believes programs like Entrepreneurs in Residence are a step toward building a better workforce, he says there's a lot more the government can do. Along those lines, Professional Services Council Executive Vice President Alan Shavatkin has this warning.
The U.S. government, and quite honestly, the government contractor industry, is in a worldwide competition for talent. No longer is the federal government the leader in attracting that talent. In fact, according to the Office of Personnel Management, as of the October 1 of last year, the last time statistics are available, only 17% of the federal workforce, not just the acquisition, but the total federal workforce, are categorized with technical skills, and the scientific, the engineering skills. In addition, there are over four times as many federal employees over 50 as under 30. And so the introduction of technology and the skill sets to keep pace with that technology presents a challenge.
Shavatkin also worries about the push to save money.
Much has been said about the need to ensure the federal acquisition workforce is appropriately resourced and highly trained. We fully support that. The biggest threat is that as the government rebalances its total workforce, draconian reductions to the federal acquisition workforce will occur, whether by commission or omission, wiping out some of the gains in this important area.
Shavatkin urges the government to focus more energy on protecting its acquisition workforce from cuts. In Fairfax, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.